district attorney for further review. After 5 months after police say he opened fire along Greenville Boulevard, Lakeem Faust is back in Pitt County. Detention center officials say Faust was brought into the jail Friday afternoon, booked on a $6 million bond. Three people were shot on June 21st in front of the Walmart, and another was shot in the Kellum Law Firm parking lot. All those victims survived. Police say they took down Faust on Hooker Road. The last 4-plus months, Faust has been in the medical center of Central Prison in Raleigh. Court calendars show he is scheduled for his first appearance on February 3rd. Police say that an officer shot and killed a pit bull that was attacking a lab and threatening people nearby. Greenville police say officer C.J. Conklin responded to a call of an attack at 107 DuPont Circle just before 10 Sunday morning. We're told two pit bulls were brutally attacking a chocolate lab, and the resident and a bystander were trying to stop it. Officials say Conklin jumped the fence, then shot the female pit bull who continued attacking. We're told the animal was shot three times before it died, while the other pit bull ran and was later caught. The male pit bull has been seized and deemed as vicious by animal control. The one shot dead will be given an autopsy. No word yet on any charges in that case. Finally, this morning, a teenager is recovering at the hospital after deputies say he accidentally shot himself in the hand with a pistol. Officials with the Craven County Sheriff's Office say it happened at a home in Dover on North Main Street Sunday. We're told a 13-year-old victim was gathering some items with his mother for his hospitalized grandfather from the man's home. Officials say the teen found a single-shot pistol. It fired, hitting him in the hand. The teen was taken to Vida Medical Center with non-life-threatening injuries. According to the sheriff's office, officials are exploring whether or not there will be charges filed in that case. That's a look at your WITN News update. Time now, 7:07. I'm Carly Swain.
103.7 WTIB. Weather.
Sunny skies for your Monday. Veterans Day for tonight. Clear skies, lows in the mid-30s, so again, cool for tonight. Going to a high today of 61 degrees. For your Tuesday, windy with a few showers developing later in the day. The morning high of 54 degrees. Temps falling, though, on Tuesday to near 45 degrees for the high. A lot of wind on Tuesday to deal with as well. A 40% chance of rain. For tomorrow night, cloudy with showers possible. A near record low temps. Lows in the upper 20s for your Tuesday night. A 60% chance of rain. For Wednesday, sunshine is back in the forecast with highs in the mid-40s and lows in the mid-20s. So very cool for the next 3 days to finish out the mid-November month. Talk of the town, Monday, Veterans Day, the 11th day of November 2013. Stay tuned. You recap the weekend that was on this Monday, TOT.
Folks, if you've got to move, it's always an adventure. But I've got Aaron Bunch from Advanced Moving and Storage here in the studio with us. Aaron, tell us about Advanced Moving. You guys are a local moving company.
We are. We've been in business about 22 years in the area. And we do local, we do residential and commercial moving, long distance, specialize in moving grand pianos, large items, things like that.
And if you need to move a business, you guys moved the radio station last year. You did a terrific job for us.
Thank you.
And people may not realize that also you actually have a terrific antique store right there at Advanced Moving.
We do. Well, it's called the Loose Goose. We have antique furniture, gently used furniture. We also have collectibles and other things like that.
Aaron, where is the Loose Goose and Advanced Moving and Storage physically located?
241 Four Lines Road in Winterville. Turn off Memorial Drive next to the Harley Davidson store. You can reach us at 321-3200 or advancedmoversnc.com.
It's that time of year again. Football season is upon us, and those of us that live in Eastern North Carolina know what a special time of year it is. This is Landon Menges with Menges Bottling Group. I'm the fourth generation of my family to have the honor of distributing Pepsi-Cola products to my neighbors in Eastern North Carolina. For over 75 years, my family has taken pride in this great responsibility, and we are proud to have remained locally owned and operated for over seven decades. When you purchase a Pepsi in Eastern North Carolina, you are supporting your community and keeping those dollars right here in your own backyard. Pepsi has a special connection with the people in Eastern North Carolina. There's a lot of heritage here, and we do our best to honor that every day. There's excitement in the air this time of year, and we celebrate that excitement with you. From tailgating with friends to just relaxing at home watching the games, thank you for choosing to fill your coolers with Pepsi, and thank you for allowing us to serve you all these years. Support local, drink Pepsi, go Pirates.
Rabbit Express Catering, the only caterer that offers you the chance to put your money where your mouth is. I'm Rochelle Brown with Rep Express, and we invite you to book your next event with us and give back to the community. It's easy. Call or come by Rep Express, place your order, and a portion of your catering order will be donated to one of the three local charities, Red Cross, United Way, or Building Hope. Call Rep Express and order for your big event or business meeting. Don't just order good food and great service. Put your money where your mouth is and help us make a difference. 252-353-7379.
The Sloan Insurance Agency, located in beautiful downtown Washington, would like to invite you to stop by their office. Located at 245 West Main Street, the Sloan Agency looks forward to reviewing and fine-tuning your commercial and personal insurance policies. Celebrating their 62nd anniversary as an independent insurance agency, they represent a variety of well-established companies with competitive as well as affordable rates.
Hi, I'm Mike Sloan. Call our team today at 946-6114 or visit us online at sloanagency.com.
Play where the East Carolina Pirates call home, Ironwood Golf and Country Club. Ironwood is a Lee Trevino's signature course that was designed for golfers of all skill levels. Visit the fully stocked golf shop where their professional staff will assist you with all your golfing needs. As a holiday bonus through December, golf shop merchandise purchases of $50 and more will receive a free greens fee. Gift certificate purchases are available for rounds of golf, merchandise, golf instruction, and club repair. Remember to check out Ironwood's Golf Shop for the perfect holiday gift.
This is Talk of the Town.
Good morning, Starshine. The Earth says hello.
On 103.7 WTIB.
Good morning. Oh, and in case I don't see you, good afternoon, good evening, and good night.
Good morning. Wake up to a brand new day. This morning. Step in on my way. Good morning. Strength and image.
Today is Veterans Day. Day to remember and honor those that have served this country.
Veterans Day is a real big deal.
For Veterans Day, many Americans are focused on remembering the troops.
To honor all of our veterans, we are establishing a memorial park on the Detroit River.
My dad was in World War II, Korea, and Vietnam.
We dedicate this mural of all of the nurses that served in Vietnam.
It's just important with all the sacrifices that they and their families have made over the years to come out and show how much their service to our nation has been appreciated.
Celebrating our vets is the right thing to do.
We are all about helping our veterans and serving our country.
So to all our veterans, on behalf of our entire nation, thank you for everything you've done and will continue to do for our country.
Degrees at 12 minutes after 7 o'clock. Thank God I'm American, and thank God for all of our veterans. Welcome in. It's Monday morning. Today is the 11th day of November. It is Veterans Day, and we're going to honor our veterans today. And, in fact, Walter Jones is going to be here. Congressman Walter Jones will be here. You know, he's big on that. And he think he's doing some Veterans Day things today, and so we'll get with the congressman this morning and talk to him. Welcome into a Talk of the Town. It's good to be back. I was gone a bunch last week. Henry Hinton here and Trent McGee. Good morning, McGee. Nice to
morning,
see you.
Well, I haven't seen you in about a week or so.
Carly, well, I was here. Yeah, I was here 2 days last week.
I know.
I was here Monday and Wednesday, but thanks to Doug Raymond for sitting in. I actually, boy, last week was hell week for me. I had, I was all over the state last week with meetings, and somebody made a comment to me at the football game on Saturday. Says, "I hope you enjoyed your vacation. You've been gone from your show all week." And I was thinking about, wow, that was a vacation.
That was a vacation.
Bunch of traveling last week, but it's good to be back here in the studio with you, McGee.
Good to have you back.
Chilly start to the day, 34 degrees as we start off the Monday morning program here. And it is going to warm up today, but not tomorrow. It's going to warm up today to about 61 degrees and then get back down to 36 tonight. And then tomorrow morning, it could warm up a little. It's going to, you know, it's going to kind of feel like today, tomorrow, but then around noon tomorrow, we're going to have a front come through that's going to just change everything for the rest of the week, all the way up to the weekend. And after we, you know, we could get up to the mid 50s tomorrow morning, and then when that front comes through, it's going to immediately knock things down into the 40s. And the afternoon high tomorrow is only going to be about 45 degrees. Add to that the fact that it's going to be very windy tomorrow, And tomorrow's going to be a rough day, I think.
Yeah.
It's going to be a cold day.
Afternoon rain coming in, too. I think you'll see some snow. Rain.
Well, they were saying the Charlotte area may get snow tomorrow.
Tomorrow in some parts of the state. Yeah.
Unbelievable, isn't it? We just don't get that kind of weather in November usually.
Not this early, for sure.
And then in our forecast tomorrow night, we could have some snow showers in eastern North Carolina.
Yeah.
And temperatures tomorrow night down around 27 degrees. So it is going to get bitterly cold tomorrow. And on the rain will move out, and then Wednesday it'll be sunny and high temperatures in the mid-40s. And then as we move toward the weekend, it'll be warmer again, and we'll get back up to about 60 on Saturday, I think. McGee is here with sports this morning. A lot to talk about in sports, and a great weekend over on campus at East
really
Carolina.
Was.
Big win over the Tulsa team, and so now East Carolina 7-2. And the other thing, too, it's now things are now shaping up for East Carolina to potentially host the Conference USA Championship game because Tulane lost again, and now Tulane has two conference losses, and so East Carolina with only one conference loss, they control their own destiny again is what it comes down to. They just can't, they've got two more conference games left. They've got UAB this coming weekend here in town. Then they play NC State out of conference on the 23rd, and then the week after that, of course, is the big, big, big game that is going to be up at Marshall. And if East Carolina can beat Marshall, then, there's still a possibility that we would not host the championship game in December.
Yeah, well, I mean, have to beat UAB, first of all. Have to win out.
Have to beat UAB and Marshall.
Marshall beat UAB this weekend, so obviously we'd have to beat UAB.
Yeah.
Of course, beat Marshall.
And but then now you all of a sudden look, there are two teams in the Western Division, two of the new teams in the conference, North Texas and Texas San Antonio. Both of those teams could also be a threat to East Carolina hosting the championship game. So they've got to beat each other. And if East Carolina in one of those teams ends up with one loss, in other words, let's say San Antonio ends up the year with one conference loss and East Carolina has one conference loss. There's no head-to-head. And so I believe, am I right about this? Then they will go to the highest BCS ranking,
correct,
to determine who will host the championship game.
If one's overall record was not, obviously not better.
Pardon me.
So, yes, you're correct.
So, we were thinking that we might end up playing Rice or Tulane in the championship game if we get there, but now it's looking more like Texas San Antonio or North Texas.
North Texas is looking really good. They're playing good football.
I think if we played Texas San Antonio, that would be pretty cool. You know who their coach is Larry Coker, who used to be the head coach of Miami.
Yep.
Yeah, 18 after 7 o'clock, and a lot of news things breaking overnight. We just heard Carly Swain say there was a shooting in Kinston last night, and a really bizarre story that took place here in Greenville in Lyndale yesterday. Carly Swain joins us now at the news desk. Good morning.
Good morning.
How are you?
Good.
Great to see you.
Thanks.
It's going to get cold tonight.
You're here. You're back from your vacation.
Yeah, right.
I'm kidding.
Vacation.
I know you're
over. Exactly. It's good to see you again. And
sorry, it's with so many bad headlines, though.
I mean, well, that story, I read that. I got the press release from the police department last night about the pit bulls.
Yeah. Oh,
so there were two pit bulls attacking someone's chocolate lab.
Yeah.
No names have been released on this, but this happened in Lyndale, here in Greenville, right kind of in my neighborhood.
It's scary, every time, and we were actually going through on the Sunrise Show this morning, anytime you put two words together, pit bull, online, it creates a conversation, because there's, it's a trigger point for a lot of people, defending the dogs,
people,
of the dogs.
Yeah, people say, people who own pit bulls say that they are maligned unnecessarily and unfairly. Mm-hmm. But then you hear these stories.
Right.
We have
So apparently, you have a pit bull?
We have a pit mix, and they're very temperamental. dogs. They just
I would think.
You have to keep an eye on them, and you cannot let them roam anywhere without you being there with them. That's the first thing you cannot do.
I have a friend who, they had a pit bull, and they actually rescued him. Somebody dropped him off in like a wild, you know, national forest or something, and his skin was so blue because he was so cold when they picked him up because he had just been abandoned. But, you know, that dog was raised being able to really roam a plantation-style setting for a while, and even though he's living, you know, in a city now, they've got a big tall fence and a large backyard. One of the sweetest dogs I've ever met, you know.
Well, for folks who don't know what we're talking about, let's tell them because they may have missed your newscast 10 minutes ago. There were two pit bulls that attacked a chocolate lab.
Right.
Greenville police responded to the call of the owner of the chocolate lab, and they actually shot and killed one of the they had to shoot and kill one of the pit bulls.
Right. Took three shots to kill the female. Then the male took off running. They eventually were able to find that dog. Animal control has now deemed it vicious and dangerous. So
I, you know what, you know, you say you own one. What provokes them to attack another animal like that? Do you know?
Well, to attack another animal, and I have seen mine, if she is in a car and she sees another animal, she will certainly bark and kind of get forceful. I think it's, you know, they always say that they're the loyalty factor that pits have to their owners. I think they always feel like maybe their owners could be threatened by another animal or person, so they always get that vicious kind of fierce.
It could be a territorial thing, especially for a female.
Well, you know, any dog, I mean, my daughter has the most beautiful little King Charles.
Impossible, because I have the most beautiful dog.
No, well, it's a King Charles, and I want to say it's a King Charles, and is it a King Charles, and it's a mix, but it's half King Charles, and it's a beautiful little dog. But that little dog, you know, he's just a small little dog.
Yeah, big dog mentality.
But you know, all dogs have that sense of protecting their masters.
Oh yeah.
But, you know, a King Charles can't really do anything about it.
Yeah.
But you know, a pit bull or, you know, I see Dobermans and, you know.
Those are fierce ones, too.
Oh, my God. Yeah. Those things get, you know.
They're so smart.
Coach Logan used to own a Doberman, and I swear I wouldn't go in his house till I knew that dog was not near me. I used to call when I'd be sitting in his park in his driveway going, where's Kane, the dog? I'm in the park. I'm in the driveway. Can you kind of lock him up?
See, I used to be like that with my grandfather's little, but he had a little chihuahua that nipped at my heels. My parents had to like carry me around my grandparents' house for forever because I was so scared of Chico. He was a mean little thing.
But that's going to be an interesting story.
Yeah,
and you can hear it now. The pit bull owners will come to this dog's aid and say it should not be put down. I don't know, McGee. You have an opinion since you own a pit bull.
Well, it's a pit mix.
Mine's a
full pit, but I can say it.
Don't you worry about owning that dog?
No.
You don't really?
No.
See, I hear that from people, but when you hear a story
good.
Like this, it doesn't worry you?
Mm-mm. Not with ours, I don't, because I know for one thing, we're going to always have our eye on her wherever we go. She's never going to be out and about by herself. She's not going to be if we're out walking her, if she's around other dogs, leash. Every time out, no question.
But you have other dogs too, right?
We have one of the boxer. Yeah.
Now, how do they interact?
Oh, just fine, like sisters.
No kidding.
Yeah.
Were they raised together?
No.
Huh.
No.
Wow.
But they're as sweet as they can be. We would never let her be around other people or other animals without being there with her and really without having a leash on her. So
we'd
never put her in that situation.
I have a border collie, and I wouldn't do that. Just because, you know, you don't know who's up to date on shots, who isn't, who's, you know. I remember being at a vaccine clinic. And another dog nipped at my dog, and I went, we're here to get vaccines. Can you keep him on a shorter leash, you know? Hello? But, yeah, I mean, that's just part of the dog ownership issue, too. And maybe within the city limits, you know, that's probably what's going to raise a lot of questions. That's what we're seeing a lot of now, too, is just saying, hey, you know, what are the rules? And the Greenville Police Office Department has it very – leash laws very clearly stated. Because I think within the last – year or two, maybe they've been updated. I think I saw an update online.
Now, tell me this: could the owner of this pit bull be charged? I suppose so.
They're saying at this point, no charges have been filed.
Yeah.
So we'll see. We'll see. We're also now waiting on a necropsy for that female pit to, you know, make sure there's nothing. And the lab was taken for life-threatening injuries.
What is that word again?
Necropsy.
Necropsy is that's like
animal autopsy.
That's an animal autopsy. I saw that word in the press release from the police department last night. I didn't know that word. Necropsy.
Yeah. Fancy language.
Okay, well, What else is going on? There was a shooting in Kinston last night?
Lenoir County. Right outside of LaGrange, actually. Brother versus brother.
Wow.
It's really...
People are shooting each other a lot these days.
we're getting a lot of this viewer interaction this morning, but we heard from somebody this morning who said, I hate to say this, but it seems like every time for the last 2 weeks, and it's not even in just one area, it's just Eastern North Carolina in general, it's a shooting or a stabbing is the top headline every morning, you know?
Gosh, it's the truth, scary.
Holidays, though, they say it goes up, you know?
Oh, Lordy. 25 after 7. Happy Veterans Day. What a weekend it was here in Greenville. The football game on Saturday, but then on Friday night, the ECU Hall of Fame banquet, and seven new former East Carolina athletes and or coaches were inducted into the East Carolina University Hall of Fame. And I have to congratulate ECU on doing an awesome job with the banquet. There were probably, 300-400 people at the banquet in the Murphy Center. Is it hold that many? Maybe 200. I don't know. It just seemed like huge crowd.
Yeah.
It was packed. And, of course, David Garrard and Steve Logan were among the seven that were inducted. And I don't want to give short shrift to the other five inductees. One of them was Harold Too Small Randolph. You know what? I got to get Harold on the show. I emceed the banquet last year at Rose High when he was inducted into the Rose High Hall of Fame. And then, you know, he told the story again on Friday night. Harold Randolph, who had a great career playing for Ed Emery here at East Carolina and then was drafted by the Dallas Cowboys, and he got cut on the last day of cuts. And he said he actually said the reason he was cut is because he had too much mouth. He said he thought he'd have made the team if he had been more humble, but he was down there being cocky and had too much mouth and all that. After he got cut, his life went downhill. He became a crack and heroin addict. How about that story? And he was incarcerated. And in fact, he was given a long prison sentence. I think there could have been some sales involved as well. So, but Harold was able to get out of prison. And after he got out of prison, I don't know if he was paroled or what the deal was, but he got out of prison after spending several years in prison, and has turned his life around. And now, he says that he became a religious person while he was in prison. He found God, and God has led him now to work with other young people who are having drug abuse issues. And he told that story, and he had his mother there. And, it was a tearjerker. It really was. For Harold Too Small Randolph, who was a great, great football player here at ECU. You hate to hear about any of our former. You know what he said, though? He said that all the years that he was struggling, that one of the things that held him up was that his teammates, his ECU teammates, kept calling him and encouraging him and tried to get him out of the gutter. And they supported him all the way through. And then, of course, David Garrard, the great quarterback, who is still on the New York Jets roster. I guess he still has not been activated, right?
I haven't seen where he has. No,
but he's back with the New York Jets, and they had an off weekend, and so they did not play this weekend. So David got to come to the Hall of Fame banquet, and then, of course, my good friend Steve Logan, who was inducted into the Hall of Fame. And, you know, it was, I got to say, it was just a great weekend. Coach Logan and Laura and one of his kids was able to come. He's got two boys, of course, Nate and Stephanie, his daughter-in-law, were here. Vince, his older son, is the director of football operations for Louisiana Monroe. So he was not able to come, but the banquet was awesome on Friday night. Coach gave some great comments. He was funny and humble as usual. And, you know, I think he was very touched by the reception that he got back here. He had not been back on campus, had not been back, in Dowdy-Ficklin Stadium since he left. And of course, you know, the cloud that he was under when he left, it was created, I think, by the former administration at ECU needlessly. I won't go into all the details on that, but you know, there were many, many issues when he left, and to have him come back and get the reception that he got from the fans and from his friends here, I think, you know what, it touched him deeply. I was with him the whole weekend. He sat with us at the football game. He was deeply, deeply touched.
He looked really happy.
You know what? He is happy
at halftime.
I think having left here the way he did and then gone on and had a successful career after being here. Of course, as you know, he went on and coached in NFL Europe and then in the NFL. And, of course, he had all those great years. I think he had about 4 great years up at Boston College coaching guys like Matt Ryan. And they won a couple of ACC championships while he was at Boston. I think they won 2, didn't they?
Did they win 2?
I think so. Enough time had passed that he could come back and people would, his friends have been telling him for years, look, all the negative stuff is gone. People only remember the great stuff that you accomplished here. You need to come back and accept this Hall of Fame thing. And he finally decided that he was going to do it. I think having David go in at the same time, because he and David Garrard have remained very close over the years, and have him coming back. But the truth of the matter is that, you know, even I was surprised at the reception that he got. Because the reception that he got a standing ovation at the banquet on Friday night. And then he got a standing ovation at halftime of the basketball game Friday night. But then in the football stadium on Saturday, the halftime reception. And if you haven't seen the video, I posted it on my Facebook page.
Oh, did you?
From WREL over the weekend. You know, the standing roar from the crowd when he was announced at halftime just would not, it just went on forever. And, if you'll see on the video, he tells David Garrard, he says, I'm not going to get choked up. You could hear him actually tell you, he says, I'm not going to do it. He's not going to get choked up. But he did get a little choked up, and it was pretty special. It was really good.
It was fun to be a part of, and I couldn't wait for that moment. In fact, for the first time ever, I had to tell 2 people in front of me to sit down because I really wanted to get a good view of both David and Coach Logan being honored and getting the reception they received from the crowd, which I felt like, certainly I knew it was going to be big for David, and I was wondering how big it would be for Coach Logan, and it was huge.
He really appreciated it, and he had a great time. He got to see a lot of friends that he had not seen in many years, and Benny Hardy, by the way, Benny, if you're listening. Benny sent me a text when he saw Coach Logan come in and sit with us at the game. And he said, tell Coach Logan we're proud of him and thank you. And this is the house that he built. And I showed that text to Coach Logan and to Laura. And I swear both of them got teary-eyed over it. So, Benny, that was a nice touch. We appreciated that very much. And by the way, Coach will be on tonight. He'll be with us tonight at 6 o'clock. And you can call him yourself tonight, 6 to 8. Here on 103.7, it's the Steve Logan Show. Call in and congratulate Coach Logan and thank him for coming back because I think it meant a lot to him, but it meant a lot to a lot of his friends as well.
It's great.
I told him when he got voted in a year ago and he was not able to come, I said, you need to come back to Greenville and close the loop on this and let people welcome you home. You know, if you don't do it for yourself, you need to do it for your friends because we want you to do it. But you know what? He was glad he did. He really enjoyed it. And by the way, tonight, the Steve Logan Show, as always, is brought to you by Meineke Car Care. And I want to mention something about Meineke today because I ran into Keith Steyer and actually saw Keith at the basketball game on Friday night. And he got a chance to visit with Coach Logan a little bit. They're buddies, of course. Coach gets his car done over there when he's in town. But today is a special day at Meineke Car Care. If you are a veteran or an active military, today you can get a free oil change today at the 2 local Meineke locations here in Pitt County, one on Fire Tower Road, the other on Dickinson Avenue Extension out near Frog Level Road. And all you have to do is come in today, and if you're a veteran or active military personnel or their spouses. So if your husband is deployed or your spouse is deployed and you have your ID, just come to Meineke today and they will give you a free oil change. Or if you're a veteran, so for Veterans Day, a free oil change today. Great day to go out there. Meineke on Fire Tower, or on Dickinson Extension, Meineke Car Care. And they, of course, are bringing us the Steve Logan Show from 6 to 8 tonight. Let's get some more sports in right now. Here's McGee.
All right, and Drayden Florence intercepted a pass by Colin Kaepernick in the final minute to seal a 10-9 win for the Carolina Panthers over the San Francisco 49ers on Sunday to give the Panthers their fifth straight win. And Carolina is back in action Monday. They're off next weekend, but back in action Monday Night Football against the New England Patriots. Scores from elsewhere on Sunday. Oakland got down by the Giants 24-20. Seattle all over Atlanta 33-10. Pittsburgh picked up their third win, knocking off Buffalo 23-10. Baltimore over Cincinnati 20-17. Detroit held off Chicago 21-19. San Diego trying to make a comeback there against the Broncos, but couldn't do it as Peyton Manning. And Denver held off Phillip Rivers and the Chargers 28-20. Arizona 27, Houston 24. And then Sunday Night Football, the Saints all over the Cowboys 49-17. Coming up tonight, Monday Night Football, it will be Miami and Tampa Bay. The latest BCS standings were released after this college football weekend, and Alabama and Florida State are number one and number two, respectively, in the latest standings released, with the Crimson Tide earning a .9958 average and FSU a .9619 average. Only teams with an average above .90 in the BCS rankings, and Ohio State and Baylor are the only two unbeaten teams remaining from automatic qualifying conferences. They come in at third and fifth, respectively. And a big win for the ECU Pirate women's basketball team. They knocked off George Mason on Sunday, 75-66, to move to 2-0 on the season.
Yeah, ladies' basketball program under Heather Macy at ECU really on the rise. Well, mm-hmm. They did a great job last year and as well this year. That's our sports update at 8, that's 7:36. Let's take a break. Coming back with news headlines, and we got a laugh track is more coming up this hour. Next hour, Congressman Jones will join us, and we're going to talk about what he's got planned for Veterans Day. Happy Veterans Day to all of our veterans out there. We'll be back.
It's the big finish at East Carolina Chrysler Dodge Jeep. Hey, folks, this is Chip Davis. We want to say thanks to all of our customers in Eastern North Carolina this holiday season. We invite everyone to come see our selection of new cars, trucks, SUVs, and minivans during our annual Big Finish sales event. We're offering great financing options and big savings for you.
The end of the year is the absolute best time to buy a new car at East Carolina Chrysler Dodge Jeep. You'll get huge end-of-year savings on all remaining new 2013s. But that's not all. Even the new 2014 models have been discounted for this Big Finish event. Get 0% financing for 72 months on new 2013 Chrysler and Ram vehicles. Or lease the new 2014 Jeep Grand Cherokee for just $359 a month.
It's finally here. Come see us now for the best selection. You don't want to miss the Big Finish at East Carolina Chrysler Dodge Jeep, across from the Cracker Barrel in Greenville.
Grand Cherokee lease payments based on 39 months with $24.99 down. See dealer for details.
Remember the days when you could go to your favorite butcher shop and get your pork chops or steaks cut just the way you like them? Well, you still can. Acre Station Meat Farm on Highway 32 in Pinetown, north of Washington, is Eastern Carolina's traditional butcher shop. Acre Station is where you can get your order cut the way you want it. The best sausage, bacon, and pork chops and steaks you'll ever taste.
I get my steaks from Acre Station because the quality is great, and they can cut it any size you like, and just can't find a selection like that anywhere else.
I like to go get my roast at Acre Station because they cut it at about 6 pounds, and that's perfect for my family, because I just can't find what I'm looking for at the grocery store anymore.
Acre Station, your traditional butcher shop in Pinetown, just outside Washington on Highway 32. Find out what others have always known. The short trip to Acre Station is worth the drive.
At Acre Station, you just get that good, friendly service you just can't find anymore.
I guarantee it's the best sausage and bacon you'll ever eat.
Listen up, guys. Yes, you can afford a diamond from Bailey's Fine Jewelry. If your budget is $2,000, $1,500, or even less than $1,000, Bailey's has beautiful, high-quality certified diamond engagement rings to fit your budget. You can get a gorgeous one-carat diamond for less than $4,000. There's no such thing as a dumb question at Bailey's. They want you to be comfortable. So, guys, when you go shopping for your diamond, remember, yes, you can afford a diamond from Bailey's. Bailey's Fine Jewelry, located in Greenville at 511 Red Banks Road. Every woman wants a Bailey's box.
Park at the front door to shop at Stadium Sports. It's a fan favorite for the entire family. Stadium Sports has a large selection of tailgate and ECU gear for the entire family, including Nike, Under Armour, Russell, Ping, and Cutter and Buck. Stadium Sports has an excellent selection of baseball, softball, volleyball equipment, and athletic wear. The 2014 baseball gear is arriving daily, so stop by and consult with the personable and professional sales team for a bat demo. Stadium Sports in the Harris Teeter Shopping Center on Charles and 14th.
This is an information update from the WITN newsroom to you on 103.7 WTIB.
Good Monday morning and happy Veterans Day. It is November 11th. I'm Carly Swain with a look at your WITN news update. Breaking news from overnight in Lenoir County, where Sheriff Chris Hill tells us one brother shot and killed another overnight. This was around 8 o'clock last night at 5825 Little Wiggins Road near LaGrange. Deputies got there to find 35-year-old Davis Wiggins dead in the home. Sheriff Hill says the shooting suspect identified as the victim's brother, Scott Wiggins. Investigators tell us the two brothers and their families live next door to each other. Earlier in the evening, they had an argument. The victim apparently walked over to his brother's home later to continue the argument. The brothers then got into a physical altercation. Deputies say Scott got his handgun, fired a warning shot, and the victim, Davis, charged into the home. That's when the sheriff says Scott Wiggins reportedly fired one more round, hitting his brother in the neck. Family members tried performing CPR on Davis Wiggins, but he died at the scene. No charges have been filed in this case. It will be forwarded to the district attorney's office for further review. After nearly 5 months of being after opening fire along Greenville Boulevard, Lakeem Faust is now back in Pitt County. Detention center officials say that Faust was brought to the jail Friday afternoon, booked in on a $6 million bond. Three people were shot on June 21st in front of the Walmart, another shot in the Kellum Law Firm parking lot. All three of those victims survived. Police say they took down Faust on Hooker Road. The last four-plus months, Faust has been in the medical center of the Central Prison in Raleigh. Court calendars show he's scheduled for an appearance in court on February 3rd. Police say that an officer shot and killed a pit bull that was attacking a lab and threatening people nearby. Greenville police say Officer C.J. Conklin responded to a call of an attack at 107 DuPont Circle just before 10 Sunday morning. We're told that two pit bulls, a male and female, were brutally attacking the lab and that a resident and bystander were trying to stop it. Officials say Conklin jumped a fence, shot the female pit bull who continued attacking. We're told the animal was shot a total of three times before it died. The other pit bull ran and was later caught. That male pit bull has been seized and deemed as vicious by animal control. The one shot will be given a necropsy. No word yet on any charges in that case. A teenager is recovering at the hospital today after deputies say he accidentally shot himself in the hand with a pistol. Officials with the Craven County Sheriff's Office tell us it happened at a home in Dover on North Main Street Sunday. We're told a 13-year-old victim was gathering some items with his mom for his hospitalized grandfather from that man's house. Officials say the teen found a single-shot pistol. It fired and hit him in the hand. The teen was taken to Vinant Medical Center with non-life-threatening injuries. According to the Sheriff's Office, officials are exploring whether there will be charges filed in that case. And of course, today is Veterans Day. There are a number of ceremonies going on in the East to celebrate, from a parade in Pitt County to free lunches and dinners. Make sure you check WITN.com. We have a full list of places to go and things to do today to honor our local military members. Time now, 7:42. That's a look at your WITN news update. I'm Carly Swain.
103.7 WTIB. Weather.
Break out the heavy coat, folks. It's going to get cold the next couple of days. Today is going to be a good one. Sunny and 61 today, and then clear and 36 tonight. Tomorrow morning, we start with a windy morning and a few showers, and the temperatures by noon could rise to about mid-50s. But then we've got a front coming through, and it's going to knock everything way back down into the 40s. And the afternoon high, only about 45, and tomorrow night's low, about 27. You're hearing that right. Cloudy and rain and snow showers possible tomorrow night, and windy all day tomorrow and tomorrow night as well. 60% chance of rain, near record lows tomorrow night, so get ready for it. And then sunshine and temperatures about 45 on Wednesday. As we look down the rest of the week, it's going to continue to be a little chilly through about Saturday. And I think that the let's see what the temperatures on Thursday, maybe about 55. 46 a high on Wednesday, 55 on Thursday, back in the 60s on Friday, and then back up in 67 degrees or so on Sunday, Saturday rather, and 70 on Sunday. What time is kickoff on Saturday this week? Do we know?
2 o'clock.
Is it 2?
Mm-hmm.
That'll be pretty good. That'll be better than the 3:30 kickoff we had because it would be cold. Mm-hmm. So the weather looks pretty good. Still 34 degrees at 7:44. News and weather this hour brought to you by Homer Tire and the Homer Tire Real Estate Team. You know, fall is here. This great fall Eastern North Carolina weather, and a lot of people take vacation time. In fact, a lot of real estate agents who say they can't vacation during the summer decide, well, you know what, I'll vacation when the weather turns a little chillier, but not Homer Tire. This is one of the busiest times of the year for Homer and his team. They're always there for you, folks, and they're selling more homes than anybody in Greenville right now. Call Homer Tire, 758-HOME. Or visit him online, GuaranteedSellNC.com. Remember the Homer Tire Guarantee. He will buy the home from you himself if he can't sell it for the price you need or by the deadline you need. And also, you can fire Homer at any time and pay him nothing if you're unhappy with the service in some way, but that almost never happens. Visit Homer Tire online, GuaranteedSellNC.com, or call him at 758-HOME. At 758-4663 for the Homer Tire Team. All right, it's 7:45 here on Monday morning as we get a new week rolling. Happy Veterans Day to all our veterans. Congressman Walter Jones will do a little veteran salute coming up here in a few minutes. It's still 34 degrees as we go to break. We got a funny laugh track and more Talk of the Town for Monday morning, November 11th. Be right back.
Monday, November the 11th is Veterans Day. And what does it mean to be a veteran? A veteran is someone who knows the hardship of military service, and many will know the agony of war. Mere words on Veterans Day cannot discharge our country's debt to the men and women whose sacrifices paid the price of freedom. For every veteran, Greenville Nissan would like to offer our appreciation by providing an extra $1,000 off any in-stock vehicle. In addition to this great offer, Greenville Nissan has an additional special Veterans Day customer bonus cash of $750 off Sentras. These offers will run from November 8th through November the 11th on 2013 and 2014 Sentras. Come by and see Greenville Nissan this weekend. We would like everyone to join Greenville Nissan and salute our American veterans and the fire they bring to the hearts of patriots everywhere in our great country. See dealer for details.
Health insurance is already complicated. Just when you think you've got it all figured out, along comes healthcare reform, giving you a whole lot of new information to dig through. North Carolina Farm Bureau Insurance is here to tell you that you can relax. You've got questions, we've got agents. Your local North Carolina Farm Bureau Insurance agent is right there in your town, ready to walk you through the impending changes and explain how they'll affect you and your family. We've got the tools and resources needed to help you understand the new terminology and the new benefits that you can expect. And we'll make sure that you've got the right health care plan at rates that you can feel good about. Healthcare may be changing, but our dedication to superior service is the same as it ever was. North Carolina Farm Bureau Insurance. Helping you is what we do best.
Join the winning team at Farm Bureau of Greenville. Call 756-3165 to speak to a local Farm Bureau agent. Lynn Sugg, Tony Boyd, Patrick Reed, Alan Hill, Jack Metz, Randy Daniels, Jay Searles, Buddy Kennedy, and Bill King. Or stop by the agency at 3200 Charles Boulevard. Are you ready for some 69-cent tacos? Pirate game days mean 69-cent tacos at Taco Bell. No matter if the Pirates are playing at home or away, Taco Bell is serving up 69-cent tacos on all ECU game days. And for all Pirate home games, join WTIB's Pirate Game Day Countdown at Greenville area Taco Bells and KFCs all season long. Tune to 103.7 before the game for all the game day analysis and join the Pirate Game Day Countdown crew live at Taco Bell or KFC on home game days. Make your tailgate great with 69-cent tacos at Taco Bell.
When you're considering buying your first home, at Wells Fargo, we're with you. A Wells Fargo Priority Buyer Pre-Approval lets real estate agents and sellers know you're a serious buyer because you're credit approved. That way, you'll be ready to go out and make an offer with confidence. Wells Fargo. Together, we'll go far. Wells Fargo Home Mortgage is a division of Wells Fargo Bank, N.A., Equal Housing Lender.
This is Jonathan Casnove, Branch Manager at Wells Fargo Home Mortgage. Please call 252-353-4500 to speak to a qualified home mortgage consultant today.
Hey,
Hey folks, this is Coach Steve Logan from Meineke Car Care. Meineke has two locations in Pitt County, Fire Tower Road in Winterville and Brompton Lane in Greenville beside the Greenville Auto Auction. Meineke wants to help extend the life of your car. They will perform a free 35-point visual safety inspection to help determine your car's health. Just stop by Meineke and they'll scan the codes free of charge. And right now, both Pitt County Meineke locations are offering 50% off all brake pads and oil changes for just $19.95. Meineke is your one-stop, full-service center from oil changes to state inspections to small and major repairs. No matter what you drive, they can service it and they'll get it right the first time. Visit Meineke on Fire Tower Road in Winterville and on Brompton Lane beside the Greenville Auto Auction in Greenville. For more savings, print off the coupons and make your appointment at Meineke.com. Got car trouble? Better make it Meineke.
This is 103.7 WTIB's Talk of the Town with Henry Hinton.
That guy had a little cough.
Hey, thanks for making us part of your morning routine.
That guy in a little cough.
What's happening?
I'm sorry. That's just wrong. Did John Ryder do that one?
That's my favorite.
Ryder has been doing some of our rejoiners.
You can hear him rip the coat.
Ryder, I'm going to kill you for that one. Fat guy in a little kid. Is he referring to me, you think?
No.
Trent, look at Hen. No.
I'm not wearing a coat today. 10 minutes in front of 8, we've got a laugh track coming up.
That was our laugh track.
Sunny at 61. Today, and then it's going to get really cold tomorrow. How about this? Best Buy has just announced they're going to open at 6 p.m. on Thanksgiving.
Why?
Isn't there something wrong with that?
That's pie time.
It's what?
It's pie time.
Yeah,
but you know, pretty soon all the stores are going to be open on Thanksgiving Day, and they're just, you know, instead of Black Friday, we're going to have, you know, Thanksgiving Thursday, and you know, people are going to go, well, we can't gather as a family because we got to go down and get some special deals down at the
department
store.
I will continue to mock those who go out at 6 o'clock on Thanksgiving Day to start buying Christmas gifts from Best Buy.
A Best Buy spokeswoman says last year customers clearly showed that they wanted to be out shopping much earlier on Thanksgiving. You know, they've been opening at like 10 o'clock or midnight or something like that. And so this year, Best Buy across, and you know that'll force some of the other department stores to open at 6 o'clock too.
It will.
But you know, here's the thing. I mean, come on, let your employees enjoy Thanksgiving for crying out loud. I guess not. If you went to the movies over the weekend, the number one movie over the weekend was Thor 2. The Dark World. It torpedoed its competition at the box office over the weekend.
Torpedo.
Thank you.
Wow.
Thank you. I'm here all week. Bringing in over $86 million over the weekend. And how about this? After all the Miley Cyrus controversy of her twerking at the MTV Music Awards earlier this year, they had a European MTV Music Awards last night. Have you seen this?
No.
She comes out puffing a fat joint on live TV Sunday night while accepting the award for best video.
A real one?
A real marijuana joint. I mean, what is the deal? Can somebody just inject some reality into this girl? Wow. You know, here is a woman who was a role model. She was Hannah Montana.
Yeah.
She was a role model for all these kids. I mean, obviously, you talk about lack of character. I just, you know, when I see her now, I want to throw up.
Me too.
When I see Miley Cyrus now, it just makes me sick.
I want to throw up on her.
And you know, the other one is the Bieber guy.
Oh, yeah.
You know, both of them. I mean, it's just like they had this unbelievable opportunity because this is America and you can do anything in America. And here they were as kids making gazillions of money because they became teen heartthrobs, and then you know the way they react and thank the country for it is to become the kind of role models that you just absolutely do not want your children to emulate in any way. You know what I wish they? I wish they had. I wish they had. I wish they would. They would go and take her and put her in prison and say, you know what? You know, you broke the law on stage. We're putting you in jail.
Yeah, this is what happens to normal people when they do what you've been doing.
Foreign country, right. Though, right? They can't charge.
Well, you know, the marijuana laws over there are a little different. But it is illegal. But I think you can have a certain amount over there. I'm not quite sure.
Probably was just Hey,
will you watch the tonight, the JFK special?
What channel is that on? I saw that being advertised.
I think PBS.
Yeah, you know, I might. I don't know.
The American Experience is what it's called.
Yeah, I saw him advertising that. I keep waiting for some of the other History Channel shows that they've had in the past to come back because I want to see some of the assassination shows.
So, we talked about that last week while you were out.
Yeah, I'll probably start watching some of this stuff. I don't know. All right, let's do the laugh track. Yeah. Hannibal Buress, the comedian this morning, on his worst birthday ever.
Turned 29 recently, had the worst birthday ever. I got into a car accident on my 29th birthday. It sucked. I was in South Carolina. What really sucked about it is I was in a car with three strange women, and I think I had a good shot at the one that was in the back seat with me, but once the car accident happened, that kind of threw everything off. It's kind of hard to jump back in the game after you were in the ER for 10 hours. You can't pop out with stitches. So where were we? I woke up. It sucked. I didn't even have that moment in the car accident where you get to say, oh, what's happening? It just woke up hurt. And I think as a man, when you say you were in a car accident, people think you were driving. No, I wasn't driving. Other people failed me. I wasn't wearing my seatbelt. That was a mistake. I was in the back seat because when you're in the front seat, the car cares about you and annoys you into wearing your seatbelt. All right, woman, I'll put my seatbelt on. But in the back seat, the car, hey, the seatbelt's there. Do what you want to do. You want to gamble again? Double or nothing. Your life.
Morbid.
I just woke up bloody in the ambulance. That's how rappers say it. In the ambulance. Shot a five-time putter, man. The ambulance. No, it's ambulance, man. Stop saying it like that. Rappers ruined how I said ambulance for 10 years. I was saying ambulance. No, it's ambulance. I woke up, I pulled my health insurance card out right away. I have health insurance. This ambulance ride shall be reasonable.
Hannibal Buress this morning. Do you wear your seatbelt in the back seat?
Yeah.
I don't.
I don't either. I'm going to start after hearing that.
I don't.
All right, 3 minutes in front of 8 o'clock. We've got Congressman Walter Jones joining us after the top of the hour. We'll be back with more Talk of the Town.
When it comes to what we eat, quality and freshness is a must. And at Dingbatter's Restaurant, located at 111 Fire Tower Road in Winterville, that's what you get. Only fresh, never frozen local seafood made to order by our culinary team. Weekly specials include Tuesday night, 30 cents, peel and eat North Carolina shrimp. Thursdays, dollar oysters on the half shell. And all you can eat crab legs for just $30 a person every Sunday night. And remember, when freshness matters, come to Dingbatter's, 111 Fire Tower Road, Winterville.
Home for the holidays. Let Allbritt Interiors help you celebrate your home this holiday season with big savings on all floor items and 20% off custom orders from CR Lane. Shop Allbritt Interiors for lamps, rugs, pictures, and unique items arriving just in time to make your home sparkle. New carpet and fresh new wallpaper will get your home ready for company. Allbritt Interiors can make your home shine this season and in the new year to come. Allbritt Interiors, 109 West Fire Tower Road, open Monday through Saturday.
Sign up for a shared data plan with U.S. Cellular, and you can connect hotspots, tablets, and wireless modems for free through the end of the year. So pool your data to meet your internet needs. U.S. Cellular.
Hello.
Hello, better. Waived monthly shared data device connection charge on tablets, wireless modems, and mobile hotspots until 12/31/2013. Valid with new two-year agreements. Limited time offer. Certain restrictions apply. See store for details.
Visit Cellular Warehouse, your local authorized U.S. Cellular agent in Williamston, North Carolina. Or call 252-789-4777. And don't forget that our business specialists will come directly to your office for all your wireless needs. That's right. No more waiting in line at the store. Your own personal wireless expert at your doorstep with one easy phone call. Call Toby Williams at 252-799-7051 or Carla Sutherland at 919-580-7315 today. And let them put their 30 years of combined experience to work for you today.
Everyone remembers the firsts in life.
My first car.
Buying my first home.
My first real paycheck.
My first promotion.
The birth of my first child.
There's a bank here in North Carolina who understands firsts, as well as puts you first every time. Vantage South Bank, where the first order of business every day with every transaction is you. We first get to know you, know your business, understand your goals, and see that you reach them. Vantage South is a decidedly different experience. Less red tape, more handshakes. The first place to turn when it comes to your business. We're a true community bank, providing a foundation for businesses that have their roots here. Let's meet in person. Simply visit VantageSouth.com to find the branch nearest you. And when you arrive, don't be surprised if the first order of business is something like,
"Let me be the first to welcome you to Vantage South."
Member FDIC,
this
Equal Housing
Lender. 103.7 WTIB, Williamston, Greenville, Winterville. Your home for Glenn Beck, Rush Limbaugh, and Sean Hannity.
Here's the latest from ABC News. I'm Karen Chase. A monumental international aid effort is being mobilized for victims in the Philippines who lost everything in the powerful typhoon. About 90 U.S. Marines have boots on the ground already, distributing tons of food and water. One called what he saw total devastation. ABC's Terry Moran has the latest.
The best estimate of the devastation that this storm has wreaked on this region comes from the air. U.S. generals and other government officials here in the Philippines who have flown over the region are just astonished by what they see. A biblical level of devastation. Every dwelling in some areas just blasted apart. Bodies floating in the water, crowding the fields.
Americans today pause to honor the sacrifices and service of the armed forces this Veterans Day. President Obama will lay a wreath at the Tomb of the Unknowns at Arlington National Cemetery. Suspended NFL player Richie Incognito denies bullying his former teammate. He also denies being racist, telling Fox that the way players communicate with each other is vulgar and wrong, but routine. ABC's Matt Gutman has more.
In his first interview since being suspended from the Miami Dolphins, Richie Incognito told Fox Sports,
"My actions were coming from a place of love. No matter how bad and how vulgar it sounds, that's how we communicate. That's how our friendship was. And those are the facts, and that's what I'm accountable for."
Incognito admitting to Jay Glazer, "It was a brutal brand of love peculiar to the NFL.
When the words are put in the context, I understand why a lot of eyebrows get raised, but people don't know how John and I communicate to one another."
The Christmas creep continues. A growing number of stores are feeling the pressure. Toys R Us is planning to open at 5 p.m. Thanksgiving Day. Best Buy will be right behind at 6 and Target at 8, hours before the dawn of Black Friday. Malala Yousafzai's book has been banned in her native Pakistan, where officials say she's become a tool of the West. This is ABC News.
Hello?
Hi, I found your name on the internet. I'm going through a foreclosure. Can you help?
Sure, it's simple. We'll just leverage your transitory expenditures into a fiduciary trust, and we massage those assets before your money goes into my private account.
I don't get it.
If you're facing foreclosure, who should you trust? The HOPE Hotline is a free resource connecting you with HUD-approved housing counseling agencies available 24 hours a day who can give you the information and clarity you need. Call the HOPE Hotline at 888-995-HOPE. That's 888-995-4673. Brought to you by NeighborWorks America and the Ad Council.
Little Jack Horner sat in a corner of his ransacked apartment, wondering what kind of nitwit steals a futon. Luckily, the Geico Insurance Agency had helped him with renter's insurance, and he got full replacement. Unfortunately, little Jack Horner had to have his stomach pumped when he ate a six-month-old Christmas pie. Visit geico.com to see how affordable renter's insurance can be.
Parents who bring their kids to PG-13 movies thinking they'll be less violent than R-rated films may be making an innocent mistake. A new study in the journal Pediatrics says these movies can be worse. ABC's Scott Goldberg takes a look.
Ever since the PG-13 rating was invented, there's been an explosion in violence. Researchers who studied top-grossing films say since 1985, the amount of gun violence in movies rated PG-13 has tripled. And in the last 4 years, those movies, which come with the warning they may be inappropriate for children under 13, have been filled with as much or more violence than movies rated R. This study, published in the journal Pediatrics, says kids and teens watching violent PG-13 flicks might be more prone to aggressive behavior.
Scott Goldberg, ABC News.
His lawyer says Tom Cruise doesn't think his acting job is as tough as serving in the military. He sought to clear it up after Cruise had compared his location shoots to serving in Afghanistan, saying that's what it feels like. It was brutal. Karen Chase, ABC News.
Cable 7 and 103.7 WTIB present Talk of the Town with Henry Hinton. News, sports, and community information, and everything that's going on around town. Now, with Talk of the Town, here's your host, Henry Hinton.
Okay, welcome back. It is Talk of the Town, Monday morning, the 11th day of November. Welcome into Talk of the Town, second hour. Good to have you here. Henry Hinton back after being off a couple days last week. And McGee is here at the sports desk this morning. A lot going on in sports.
Yep.
And
good to have you back.
Carly Swain is at the news desk this morning. A lot going on in the news as well. Good morning, Carly.
Yeah, we have way more than sports.
Way more.
Oh, yeah.
I don't know about the day. You know, we didn't talk about this last hour, but how about the Panthers?
How about them?
The Panthers' defense is good enough. You know, the team may be good enough to really do something here, but they've got a tough stretch coming up.
One of only three teams, though, Hen, that have won their last five games
in
a row.
They've won five in a row.
It's impressive.
Five in a row, but they got New England this week.
They do, on Monday night.
They got the Patriots this week. That'll be a big one. Mm. And, you know, I think they can beat the Patriots.
I think they can, too.
I think they can beat the Patriots. That defense just smothered San Francisco yesterday. San Francisco did not score a touchdown in the game.
Now, if that game were at New England, I would feel a little bit more. I would worry about that game more if it were in New England. But it's in Charlotte. I feel good about that game.
You know, the guy that's not getting enough credit, too, is their field goal kicker, Gano. He had a 53-yard.
Gano.
Whatever. You say potato. I say Gano.
Or you can say the Eugene-ism. The Eugene-ism for yesterday was, as I was listening, I got to say it was, Graham Gano is Graham good. Mick, he's good. I had to say it.
Graham, good, yes.
Yeah. Last week it was, Luke Kuechly, you're beautiful. You're beautiful. That's all I can say. You're beautiful, Luke.
A professional person said this?
Oh, yeah.
This is
the Eugene Robinson.
Eugene Robinson, the color announcer for the Carolina Panthers. And by the way, I've gotten the note. We should get Eugene on. I got his cell phone.
Gano.
Eugene is awesome, by the way. He is a cool guy. I actually really like you. You know, when I used to listen to him before I got to know him, and I was listening to do the games on the radio network with Mick Mixon, I was thinking, man, he's kind of out there a little bit, you know?
Did you watch
the game?
But,
you know, now that I've gotten to know him, I mean, he's the coolest guy. We should get him on this week.
I'd love to. I guess you were playing golf. I don't know if you got a chance to see it or not, but Mike Tolbert actually ran over one of San Francisco's
defense. I saw that.
And
I saw
Eugene
knocked him out.
Mick. Oh, Mick, he got jacked up. Mick, you jacked him up. Oh, no. No, I don't want to see it again,
we
Mick.
We got to get Eugene on so you can do your
own thing. We should do a side-by-side comparison. Oh, yeah. Just he's have good. Him say one thing and see if Trent
but
can
that's
do
a big, that's a big deal, beating San Francisco in San Francisco.
Yeah, huge deal.
Mm-hmm. The defense looks good, man. I just hope the offense can, you know, San Francisco's defense is good,
they're
too.
They're good, too.
So, yeah. I think Panthers are in pretty good shape here. We'll see as we move down the stretch. You think they'll make the playoffs? I hope so.
Yeah, it's looking like they're going to. I hope so, too.
Walter Jones is going to be on. By the way, a special salute to all of our veterans today. If you are a veteran, thank you so much for your service to our country. We were at the Hilton Friday night after the Hall of Fame banquet. We talked about the Hall of Fame banquet with Coach Logan. And we went into the Hilton, and my wife and I, the Hilton was packed. We decided to go over to the Hilton, have a glass of wine, and visit with some friends. And Coach Logan had some friends coming over. So we were going to go get in the bar at the Hilton and just kind of visit some. And you could not get in the hotel. And I was like, man, I guess it's a home football weekend. But you know what else was going on?
The Marine Corps.
The Marine Corps ball was going on.
Yeah.
No Mila Kunis this time. Mm.
But, I think those plays have stopped now.
but you know what? The there were Marines all over they had something going on in the Hilton Ballroom and in the
convention center.
And there were Marines everywhere. And I'll tell you, I love the dress blues for the Marines. Those are the coolest uniforms.
So sharp, right?
Yeah. And all the guys had their dress uniforms on. And, you know, as I was walking down the hall with my wife, as we were going heading toward to meet our friends, I just had to stop and tell these guys that I saw, you know, hey, thank you for what you're doing for our country. I try to do that when I see these guys, you know.
Yeah. It's important.
And you know what? I think it means something to them when you say it to them.
Oh, yeah.
I think they like it. So it was kind of neat to be able
and
to
you
do
may
that
not always.
Night.
I've asked a couple of Marines that I know, like, how do you respond to that? You know, because think about it. When somebody tells you thank you for something that you think is just what you do.
Well, every one of them, when I said it, thank you, sir. Thank
yes.
you, sir.
And
thank
that's you, that's the response
that.
You'll get. Yeah.
Good stuff. Okay, so Walter Jones will be with us in a few minutes. We're going to talk to Congressman Jones. The debt ceiling is coming back. The debt ceiling vote. Will there be another government shutdown? And, of course, Walter is usually very active on Veterans Day. He usually does a lot of different things. But Obamacare, how about this? While I was gone last week, I didn't have a chance to talk about this with you since I was gone, but Obama finally admitted that he lied, kind of, right, about you can keep your
kinda.
Doctor.
Yeah. Yeah.
If you want it. He did an interview Thursday night, I believe it was, on NBC Nightly News.
First of all, I meant what I said, and we worked hard to try to make sure that we implemented it properly. But obviously, we didn't do a good enough job.
Obviously.
And I regret that.
Do you feel like you owe these folks an apology for misleading them, even if you didn't intentionally do it?
I regret that what we intended to do, which is to make sure that everybody is moving into...
Hold on a second. Did you hear the question? Let me back it up and see if I can hear the question. Just answer the damn question.
And I regret that.
Do you feel like you owe these folks an apology?
That's a yes or no question. How does he answer it?
Misleading them, even if he didn't intentionally do it.
I regret that what we intended to do, which is to make sure that everybody is moving into better plans because they want them as opposed to because they're forced into it, that... we weren't as clear as we needed to be.
See, that's like saying to somebody, do you owe somebody an apology? And the answer is, well, if they misunderstood me, then I apologize.
Yeah.
Isn't that kind of what he's saying?
That's exactly what he's saying.
What a bunch of double talk dribble.
In terms of the changes that were taking place. And I want to do everything we can to make sure that people are finding themselves in a good position. Mm-hmm. A better position than they were before this law happened. And I am sorry that they are finding themselves in this situation based on assurances they got from me. We've got to work hard to make sure that they know we hear them and that we're going to do everything we can to deal with folks who find themselves in a tough position as a consequence.
Blah, 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 blah. Why don't you do something about it then? If you're now willing to say yes, I lied to the American people, then why don't you do something about it? Because I believe you know what that makes him? A liar.
Well, yeah.
This reaction from someone in the room.
Screw off. I don't want anything to do with you or your damn laws.
I don't think that actually happened.
That wasn't you, Carl.
That actually is from the Family Guy, which I don't watch, but that's kind of the way we all feel, I think. Yeah. What else happened last week when I was gone?
Elections.
Yeah, well, I was here for Wednesday. Yeah, I did the elections. Oh, by the way, the recount on the District 4 City Council election will take place tomorrow at the Board of Elections here in Greenville. And so Terry Williams, I believe, lost that race by 13 votes with the original vote count.
Correct.
There's going to be a recount, and I am told that there are 26 provisional ballots.
Wow.
26 provisional ballots. But I was talking to some of Rick Smiley's supporters over the weekend, and they feel very confident. They said that, you know, that a lot of the provisional ballots were in we're coming out of precincts that would be favorable to Rick Smiley and not Terry Williams. But then I talked to some other folks at the basketball game on Friday night who said there could be more to the story. And when I asked the question, what do you mean by that? The answer was, I'll let you know later. Sounds like a bunch of hoo-ha to me. Here's the thing. They'll hand count them, right?
Should, yeah.
They'll probably hand count them tomorrow. And, you know, I'm sure Terry Williams and her representatives will be in the room and Rick Smiley and his representatives will be in the room. But a 13-vote difference.
So close.
It's very close. Remember the Bill Cook deal?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Remember Bill Cook lost, and then the recount, after the recount, he won
right
for the Senate race. So, you know, it does happen.
Yeah, yeah.
It does happen. And let me tell you, that's a huge deal for the philosophical direction of the country, of the city. And I didn't see it, but, I, you know, somebody told me that the city council meeting on Thursday night went to like 1:30 in the morning.
It did. Went to 1 o'clock, didn't it?
And there was a bless your heart in here.
Henry's favorite.
Bless your heart. Where was it? It was a bless your heart in here about one of the people that won the race being very arrogant at the last... Oh, here it is. Bless your heart. Bless your rude heart to the council person who won, making the arrogant comment election night that the good guys won. Everybody that ran was a good guy. There were no bad guys. Who said that?
Well,
was that Marion Blackburn, maybe?
I agree with that comment.
But, I mean, somebody actually said the good guys won? Seriously? Look, I'll tell you, to the people who won, and I told Councilman Mercer this last week, it was close. And there were a lot of people who didn't vote for you. And so, you know, if it was Marion or whoever it was that made that cut, the good guys won? Wow, that kind of says it all, doesn't it? If you don't think like me, you're not good. You know, here's the thing. There are differences of opinion or what elections are about. I like Mike York's letter to the editor yesterday where he said, you know, everybody's talking about how nasty the elections were and all that. Well, you know, we're supposed to disagree. That's the way the founding fathers saw the whole thing. But, you know, they just don't need to get nasty with each other and personal. That's my whole thing. All right, 16 after 8. We're going to get Congressman Jones in here, but first we're going to get some news headlines. And before that, we'll take a quick break. Stay with us. It's more Talk of the Town. Wednesday morning, November the 11th. If you're having a birthday today, you're having it with Demi Moore, who is 51 today. Callista Flockhart is 49. Remember, she was Ally McBeal?
Yep.
And Leonardo DiCaprio is 30. He's just 39.
Let you go, Rose.
He's had a great career for just a guy who's 39. All right, we'll be back. Congressman Jones coming up. News headlines with Carly Swain next. It's 16 now after 8.
Hi, this is Parker Morgan with Morgan Printers in Greenville. We're a full-service, family-owned printing company specializing in four-color printing. We print everything: letterhead, envelopes, business cards, annual reports, books, posters, and even t-shirts. You name it. We even have an in-house person who proofs everything to help you look good, even if you send it or we design it. That's what working with Morgan Printers, a local printer, is all about. Morgan Printers, 252-355-5588. That's 252-355-5588. And at morganprinters.com.
It's the big finish at East Carolina Chrysler Dodge Jeep. Hey folks, this is Chip Davis. We want to say thanks to all of our customers in Eastern North Carolina this holiday season. We invite everyone to come see our selection of new cars, trucks, SUVs, and minivans during our annual Big Finish sales event. We're offering great financing options and big savings for you.
The end of the year is the absolute best time to buy a new car at East Carolina Chrysler Dodge Jeep. You'll get huge end-of-year savings on all remaining new 2013s. But that's not all. Even the new 2014 models have been discounted for this big finish event. Get 0% financing for 72 months on new 2013 Chrysler and Ram vehicles. Or lease the new 2014 Jeep Grand Cherokee for just $359 a month.
It's finally here. Come see us now for the best selection. You don't want to miss the big finish at East Carolina Chrysler Dodge Jeep, across from the Cracker Barrel in Greenville.
Grand Cherokee lease payments based on 39 months with $24.99 down. See dealer for details.
If your mortgage rate could talk, would it sound like this?
Or would it sound like this?
If it was a means of transportation, would it be a submarine?
Or would it be an airplane?
If it had tickets to the game, would it be sitting courtside?
Or would it be up in the nosebleeds?
Don't settle for high mortgage rates. Switch to Select Bank and Trust today and ask about our Limbo Mortgage to see how low we can go. SelectBankandTrust.com. Select Bank and Trust, member FDIC, equal housing lender.
I'm with Lee Spain from Spain Telecom. Spain Telecom installed and services our phone systems here in the radio station, and I can personally recommend this gentleman, Lee Spain and Spain Telecom. Lee, let's talk about what's going on with Spain Telecom right now. I know you sell new phone systems for businesses, but people may not be aware you can service existing systems whether you installed it or not, right?
That's correct, Henry. We can service most systems that are out there. Customers have a lot of features that are already on their system now that they may not be aware of, and we can make some minor changes to improve their communication.
And Lee, how long have you been working on telephone systems?
I started my career with Carolina Telephone back in 1979 and been doing work ever since. Been doing this full-time for 4 years.
Folks, call Lee Spain at Spain Telecom. What's the telephone number and website, Lee?
They can call me at 252-353-2006 or my website at spain-telecom.com.
That's Lee Spain at Spain Telecom. Folks, I recommend him. Give him a call.
This is an information update from the WITN newsroom to you on 103.7 WTIB.
And happy Veterans Day to you. 36 degrees outside in Greenville if you're just stepping out. Time now 8:20. Here's a look at your WITN news updates. Breaking news from overnight. Lenoir County Sheriff Chris Hill says around 8 o'clock last night, deputies were called to 5825 Little Wiggins Road near LaGrange after shots were fired and reports that one brother shot and killed his brother. Deputies arrived to find 35-year-old Davis Wiggins dead in that home. Sheriff Hill said the suspect was identified as his brother, Scott Wiggins. Investigators say the two brothers and their families both live next door to each other. The shooting happened after an argument from earlier in the evening. The victim is said to have walked to his brother's home to continue the argument. The brothers got in a physical fight, according to investigators. That's when deputies say Scott got his handgun, fired a warning shot, and the victim, Davis, charged into the home. Scott Wiggins reportedly fired one round, hitting his brother in the neck. Family members tried performing CPR, but Davis Wiggins died at the scene, according to Sheriff Hill. No charges have been filed in that matter. The case will be forwarded to the district attorney's office for further review and the potential charges. Nearly 5 months after police say he opened fire along along Greenville Boulevard, Lakeem Faust is now back in Pitt County. Detention center officials say that Faust was brought to the jail Friday afternoon and booked on a $6 million bond. Three people were shot June 21st in front of the Walmart, another shot at the Kellum Law Firm parking lot. All three of those victims survived, and police say they took Faust down on Hooker Road. The last 4+ months, Faust has been in the medical center of Central Prison in Raleigh. Court calendars show he's scheduled for a court appearance on February 3rd. Police say an officer shot and killed a pit bull that was attacking a chocolate lab and threatening other people nearby. Greenville Police tell us Officer C.J. Conklin responded to a call of an attack at 107 DuPont Circle just before 10 Sunday morning. We're told two pit bulls were brutally attacking the lab and that a resident and bystander were trying to stop it. Officials say that Conklin jumped a fence, then shot the female pit bull who continued attacking. We're told the animal was shot 3 times before it died. The other pit bull ran and was later caught. That male has now been seized and deemed vicious by animal control. The one shot dead will be given a necropsy. No word yet on any charges in that case. A teenager is recovering at the hospital today after deputies say he accidentally shot himself in the hand with a pistol. Officials with the Craven County Sheriff's Office tell us it happened at a home in Dover on North Main Street Sunday. We're told a 13-year-old victim was getting some items for his grandfather at the man's home. Officials say the teen found a single-shot pistol. It fired, hit him in the hand. The teen was taken to Vidant Medical Center with non-life-threatening injuries, according to the Sheriff's Office. Officials are exploring whether there will be charges filed in that case. And finally, of course, today is Veterans Day. There are a number of ceremonies going on in the East to celebrate it, from a parade in Pitt County to free lunches and dinners all across eastern North Carolina. Check WITN.com for a full list of places to go, people to see, and things to do today to honor our local military members. Time now is 8:23. I'm Carly Swain with your WITN News Update.
103.7 WTIB. Weather.
Clear skies for your Monday with a high of 61 degrees for tonight. Also clear with lows in the mid-30s. Things really take a turn for your Tuesday. Windy with a few showers developing later in the day, but the temps only reaching into the mid-40s for the high on Tuesday. Also a 40% chance of rain as we hit the p.m. hours on Tuesday night. And that rain chance continues with a 60% chance. Lows very, very cold for tomorrow night in the mid-20s. In fact, a 27 is the high temp for tomorrow night. And for Wednesday, we do get some sunshine back in the forecast, but highs remaining very cold, only in the mid-40s and lows in the mid-20s. Right now at 23 past the hour, it is 37 degrees in.
All right, news and weather this hour, a service of TAB Premium Built Homes and their brand new Southern Living House Plan Resource Center, which is now open in Greenville, right next door to Finelli's Cafe on Red Banks Road in the Lindale Shops in Greenville. They've opened that second showroom to better assist their Greenville clients in designing and enjoying the building process. Saw Andy Bayless at the football game. Andy's a big Pirate. And he was up at the football game on Saturday enjoying the big homecoming day win. This is the same builder that you've been hearing about for years. They built Nicholas Sparks and Curtis Strange House, but they're top quality builders. But TAB is also competitive. Don't think you cannot afford a home from TAB Premium Built Homes. Their homes start in the 300s. Stop in and let them chat with you about what you want. You may be surprised. And remember, TAB is the only area Southern Living custom home builder. There's only 100 of them in the entire United States. And, of course, TAB Home Premium Built Homes is the only one in this area. And if you choose TAB to be your builder and use a Southern Living house plan, you'll receive the plans for free. That alone is going to save you thousands of dollars. Stop by and see it. It's the new Southern Living House Plan Resource Center by TAB Premium Homes right next to Finelli's Cafe in the Lindale Shops in Greenville, 25 after 8 o'clock. You know, we didn't talk about the fact that Duke beat NC State badly. And now, you know, the Pirates have UAB this week at home, and then we go over to NC State a week after. But NC State's looking pretty beat up. And
Yeah. And they had a chance to win that game. And it was a very bizarre game because NC State went up, Duke goes up, and then Duke goes up again, and then Duke goes up again. You know, interceptions, turnovers, punt returns in that game.
But how about Duke got seven wins?
I tell you what,
Duke could end up with an 8 or 9 win season.
It's unbelievable. I still can't wrap my head around it. Yeah. I can't. It's Duke. It's just hard
David
to do.
Cutcliffe's done a great job over there. Scanning the newspapers this morning, I need to ask Congressman Jones about this in a minute. I see that my old buddy Howard Coble, who I've known for many years as a congressman out of the Greensboro area, has now announced he is not running next year. And the rumors are, you know who's going to run in that Republican? There's going to be three or four Republicans that try to get that nomination. You know the name that's surfacing? Phil Berger Jr., the son of the president of the North Carolina Senate, Phil Berger Jr. I was told that he will actually announce next week that he's running. And so that could be a pickup for the Democrats are seeing it as a pickup. This attorney, Laura Feld, who actually used to be the attorney for the UNC system. I did not know her. She was gone before I got involved with that board. But she is apparently going to be the Democratic nominee there. So we'll ask the congressman about that in just a moment. And the other thing, I got to say this, the News Observer this morning, front page hatchet job on Governor McCrory again, for no reason. There's absolutely no new information, and they've covered what they consider to be these gaffes by Governor McCrory over and over and over again. But here this morning, they just write a story. John Frank just writes a story from the News Observer. McCrory's off-the-cuff remarks, often off the mark. The headline here says, Governor doesn't like to follow a script, but that can lead to pitfalls. I read that article early this morning. There's no new information in it, so I'm wondering why it ends up on the front page above the fold of the News Observer today. It's like, well, he hasn't said anything we can really attack recently, so let's just pull up some of the old stuff and attack it again.
Yeah.
It's just crazy how the News Observer treats the governor. 27 after 8 o'clock, let's go to break. When we return, Congressman Walter Jones, our 3rd District Congressman, with a salute to veterans. I just talked to the congressman, and he's got something he wants to read that is a salute to veterans. So stand by if you want to hear that. And by the way, don't forget, Meineke Car Care brings us the Steve Logan Show tonight, 6 to 8. And today, at the two Meineke locations in Greenville and Winterville, on Fire Tower Road and on Dickinson Avenue Extension out near Frog Level. Veterans and their spouses get a free oil change today at Meineke. How about that? Very nice.
Can't beat that.
So head out to Meineke if you're a veteran today or you're the spouse of a veteran, an active duty person. Come out to Meineke. But all veterans today get a free oil change at Meineke Car Care. And, of course, Steve Logan will be here tonight, brought to you by Meineke Car Care. Call the Hall of Fame coach and talk to him tonight. 28 after. We'll be right back. Folks, if you've got to move, it's always an adventure. But I've got Aaron Bunch from Advance Moving and Storage here in the studio with us. Aaron, tell us about Advance Moving. You guys are a local moving company.
We are. We've been in business about 22 years in the area. And we do local, we do residential and commercial moving, long distance, specialize in moving grand pianos, larger items, things like that.
And if you need to move a business, you guys moved the radio station last year. You did a terrific job for us.
Thank you.
And people may not realize that also you actually have a terrific antique store right there at Advance Moving.
We do. Well, it's called the Loose Goose. We have antique furniture, gently used furniture. We also have collectibles and other things like that.
Aaron, where is the Loose Goose and Advance Moving and Storage physically located?
241 Four Lines Road in Winterville. Turn off Memorial Drive next to the Harley Davidson store. You can reach us at 321-3200 or advancemoversnc.com.
Stuart Deacon, General Manager at Edenton Motors.
I'm a veteran, and we are proud to sell and service American cars here at Edenton Motors. We sell Chevrolet, GMC, and Buick, American car companies. You will not find a better quality automobile than a Chevrolet, a Buick, or a GMC truck.
If a truck is what you want, Edenton Motors is the place to go.
Northeastern North Carolina is truck country. And at Edenton Motors, we are super excited about the all-new 2014 Chevrolet Silverado and GMC Sierra. They are smarter and more capable than ever, and I can't wait for our customers to see this new truck.
Great selection, competitive prices, plus special discounts for the men and women of our armed forces.
The military programs that General Motors have are the best in the business. So if you're active duty military or retired, General Motors is the place to look, and Edenton Motors is the place to buy.
Edenton Motors, exit 230 off Route 17 in Edenton, or at edentonmotors.com.
Computers. What would we do without them? When I have a problem with my PC, I take it to University PC Care. Voted best computer repair in Greenville by the Greenville Times. These guys can resolve any computer issue. Have an Apple? They can fix that too. That's right. University PC Care is the only Apple authorized service provider east of Raleigh, servicing Apple computers with genuine parts. Call Ashton and the pros at University PC Care, 558-1280, located on Fire Tower Road between Charles and Arlington Boulevard, or University PC Care. It's time to make the right call for your business, and Daryl Harrison, the local Xerox authorized sales agent with Document Solutions East, is doing just that by helping folks find the right Xerox solution for their office needs. Right, Daryl?
Absolutely. Xerox continues to help businesses make the right value call for copiers and printers in Eastern North Carolina.
Daryl, you've been associated with Xerox now for over 30 years. That's quite a tradition of excellence. And you've been recognized many times as one of the top groups in the Southeast for the customer service guarantee and performance results in both black and white and color units.
Thanks very much. We are proud of our track record in Eastern North Carolina and will continue working hard to provide great Xerox products with great pricing supported by great people.
Folks, the local Xerox team understands the right value call for your office solutions. Call Daryl Harrison, Document Solutions East, your local authorized Xerox sales agent at 321-7994. 321-7994. Make the right call.
The tradition of excellence continues with Xerox. We have a great team serving Eastern Carolina.
Okay, welcome back. Monday morning, Talk of the Town. I got to correct one thing I said. I was talking about the city council election a minute ago, and I said that the recount on the District 4 race with Terry Williams and Rick Smiley would take place tomorrow morning. I got an email from Terry, and that is not entirely correct. In fact, it's not correct at all. They're going to count the provisionals and canvass the election from last Tuesday tomorrow, starting at 9 o'clock at the Board of Elections. They will also count any absentees that arrived by 5 p.m. on the Friday deadline, but they will not do the recount tomorrow. The recount will be scheduled after that tomorrow. So they've got to get the provisionals and the absentees all in, And that's what they're doing tomorrow. And then they'll can't do the canvass tomorrow. And then the recount will come at a later date. They'll reschedule it after tomorrow. So we'll see what happens. As I said before, I was told there are 26 provisional ballots that have to be counted. I don't know how many absentees there are, but there's a 13-vote difference now in that race, so it's going to be interesting to watch tomorrow. Today is Veterans Day, and it's become somewhat of a tradition to have Walter Jones on or around Veterans Day, and Congressman Jones joins us right now from his home in Farmville by phone. Good morning, Congressman Jones.
Well, Henry, good morning to you and everyone listening and watching, and thank you for this opportunity. It's a very special day for America, and certainly those who've served this nation, no question about it.
Yeah, you and I were talking about Veterans Day on the phone earlier this morning. And, you know, Congressman, my dad was a veteran, and you've spent your entire career saluting the people that have served our country. Give us your thoughts today.
Well, if I can, I'll start off reading one of the most touching editorials I've seen in my adult life. And it was in 2010. It was on Bob Schieffer's show, and I have a copy of it. Take 2 minutes to read it.
Yeah, please.
The real cost of war. I was in an airport lounge the other day when I saw a woman across the way. Why I kept staring, I don't know. Maybe it was just that she seemed so sad, and then I understood, and I looked away, hoping she had not seen me stare. Because in her lap was an American flag, neatly folded into a triangle, and placed in a clear plastic case. A flag folded the way it always is when it's given to a soldier's family as a soldier's coffin is lowered into the grave. I figured her to be a soldier's mother, and I couldn't help but wonder what memories that flag evoked as she held it there. Did it remind her of the first time that she saw her child in the delivery room? Or was it the memory of seeing him go off to school that very first day, when he brought home that prize from the science fair, or maybe made the touchdown, or gave the first Valentine when he wrote out, "Mommy, I love you." I kept thinking about all the talk in Washington about the high cost of defense and how we have to cut the Pentagon budget before it bankrupts the country. But as I watched that woman, budget seemed to be such a small part of all of it. No, the real cost of war is not what we pay in dollars and cents. The real cost is what we take from a mother who is left with just a memory and a neatly folded flag in a clear plastic case. Henry, that touched my heart. I was watching.
Wow.
I was in the office on a Sunday. You know, I'm Catholic, and I go to Mass many times on Saturday. And when I saw it, my heart just broke. And I was signing letters to the families who have lost loved ones. And I immediately contacted Schieffer's office in Washington and told him that I hope every American had a chance to hear that.
Yeah. That's well written. It really is. You know, I had a chance to meet Bob Schieffer last year when he was over in Durham as a guest of Tom Campbell for NC Spin.
Oh my God!
And you know, Schieffer, I don't always agree with his politics, but I will say this: he's a very insightful and emotional guy. He got a little emotional that night. It was pretty interesting, and so that's very well written and well said.
Well, I've used it on the floor several times, and of course, I give Bob Schieffer credit for it, but that to me, I mean, I was down in Moorhead Saturday. They had one of the largest turnouts for their military parade they've had in years. It must have been, I'm not exaggerating, 2,000 to 3,000 people on the streets down in Moorhead. It was a beautiful day and always well-organized parade. Hank Goddard and everybody that helps him. And then Saturday night, I spoke at the Gold Star Respect and Remember banquet in Greenville.
Mm-hmm.
And it's just one of these things that I think most Americans do think about it, but it's always so easy to forget, and I'm guilty of that, so I'm not being critical, but it's just too easy to forget, because when these people come home, we need not to ever forget their needs, because I've been saying even this weekend there's going to be a tsunami coming from Afghanistan and Iraq, and that is to take care of the mentally wounded and physically wounded from those two wars.
No doubt about it. Let's talk about some of the other things going on in Washington, Congressman. We just it seems like we just got finished with the government shutdown and the debt ceiling, and here we go again. Am I right? The new deadline for the debt ceiling, they kicked the can down the road again, but they didn't kick it very far. They only kicked it to February 16th, I believe is the date, isn't it?
No, you're right. And I tell you, in the conferences, Henry, that it was very interesting because all we could see was the leadership having the debate in November, December, and the whole country would be in a revolt if this government shut down. So at least I want to give Boehner this credit. He did at least decide to put this debate off until February. But, Henry, this is a prime example of what I've been talking about on your show many, many times. Of the roughly $240 billion, and that's the amount of money that has been allocated for the 2.5 months going to February, $30 billion of that is going to Afghanistan. I didn't vote for it, and I kept telling my side, why in the world do you think the American people want to keep sending money overseas that we can't even account for? Somewhere along the way, somebody has got to wake up before it's too late.
Yeah. What are your thoughts about where it's going to go? We, you know, Ted Cruz did his on the floor speech and garnered support for the government shutdown. It evoked some high emotion on both sides. There were a lot of people on our side of the aisle, Congressman right. Jones, that didn't think that was the thing to do. And at the end of the day, I don't know that we really accomplished anything. And so I just wonder where it's going to go again. I've heard now from several folks, there will be no government shutdown. But what are your thoughts about it? I'm still not 100% sure of that. What do you think?
Well, I'm not 100% sure either. And I would tell you that this is what bothers me greatly. When our leadership does not face the facts of where we are financially as a nation and continues to allow a president, I wouldn't care if it's a Republican president, certainly it's a Democratic president now, but to allow to continue to borrow money to pay last year's spending bills so that he can spend more money this year and then we go through the same thing next year. I believe that in the House, I can't speak about the Senate, but I believe in the House, there are those of us who want to try to get this financial situation straight for our nation and our children's future.
Mm-hmm.
And by continuing to, as you said in the introduction, Henry, of kicking the can down the road for two or three more months, crises government is just not the way to get it done.
Seems like that's the rule of the day, though, and where we've been in Washington for a long, long time. And, of course, now we're dealing with the people are beginning to feel the effects now, Congressman Jones, of Obamacare. And these health care premiums, I know we're dealing with it right here in our company. Just understanding it enough to make the right decisions is a big deal. But, you know, the reality is that the president of the United States lied to the American public.
Right.
He lied. I mean, there's no other way to put it. You can't sugarcoat it. He lied.
Well, Henry,
and he lied to get reelected. It was a big, big lie, in my opinion.
Well, you know how I feel about any president that lies to the American people. They ought to be impeached, and I mean that sincerely. And I'm sorry to say it. You heard me say that about the war in Iraq and those kind of things. And I'll say the same thing on this Obamacare. I mean, the president should be apologizing to the American people, but he can't quite get himself to do it. And I will tell you that, as far as I'm concerned, it is a total disaster, and I hope that I'm wrong when I say this, but I don't believe it can be fixed. I'm just basing it on the information I have from experts and business people like yourself.
Yeah.
I mean, I just don't believe it can be fixed the way it is now. And if we could win the Senate, hold the House, then I think we could force some changes that maybe would be helpful. I don't know. It is everywhere I go, even down in Moorhead Saturday, I ran into a lot of nice people, and they just said, this is a total disaster.
Mm-hmm. Speaking of holding on to the House, you know, there are a lot of interesting things going on right now. I was just talking this morning about your friend and mine, Congressman Howard Coble.
Oh, yeah.
And Howard's a great guy and it's funny. I've agreed with Congressman Coble on almost everything except he did get a little sidetracked when it came to some issues dealing with the radio industry a while back, which you and I've talked about.
Well, he's a subcommittee chairman. We've acknowledged that. So.
Yeah, but he got some of that wrong. But I mean, generally, his ideology has been right on target, I think, with people like you and me. But Congressman Jones Congressman Coble has skin cancer. He's got back problems.
Yep.
He's getting on up there in age. And,
82.
Yeah, he's 82 years old, and so he's stepping down after many. I don't know how many terms.
22 terms.
Yeah, wow. And he's going to leave a big hole in that part of the state of North Carolina. Now, there's already a Democratic candidate, the former lawyer for the UNC system. And then we understand that Phil Berger Jr. is going to jump in that race in the next 2 weeks. There are other people. I believe the former mayor of Greensboro is in that race. That's going to be an interesting. But, you know, it's things like that when you lose a Howard Coble in Congress, you know, we just can't lose. We cannot lose that seat or any seats, really. We need to start gaining seats if we're ever going to have a chance to take Obamacare and fix it.
Well, you're right. And Coble, Howard Coble is one of my dearest friends in Washington, and he would say that if he was on your show. And I've known for a few months that he probably was going to step down. Age gets all of us in time. And so, but that district is kind of like the third district that I represent. There are more registered Democrats in the district than Republicans. However, many of those Democrats vote Republican.
Yeah.
So he has said for a while that he believes sincerely that if he steps down or when he steps down, that it's going to be in play for both sides. And so hopefully, I hope that the Republicans can hold it and probably should hold it, but to be fair about it. But who's to say what 6-7 months are going to bring from now?
Yeah. You know, there's also going to be a challenge to G.K. Butterfield. I've been told, in fact, I got an email from the gentleman last night. There's going to be at least one Republican stepping up. It's been hard to challenge GK in District 1. But it is such a democratically controlled district in northeastern North Carolina area, and then it winds down through parts of Greenville and New Bern. Like your district does as well. You're not so much in the northeast, but Greenville, New Bern, and south.
Right.
But is there any chance a Republican could win District 1, you think, and take GK Butterfield out?
I would say there's a chance, but I would not at this point say it's a 50-50 chance.
Yeah.
You don't know if this Obamacare continues to go south, and meaning just a total disaster, then I believe anything could happen in what would be considered a Democratic district. Because, as you know, in the minority-majority districts, the way that was set up was to enhance, and this is based on federal law, was to enhance the opportunity of a minority having a better chance to win the district.
Mm-hmm.
So there are a lot of dynamics that could play into this thing as we move forward.
Right.
No question about it.
Congressman Walter Jones on the phone. What else is going on? What else do you want to tell folks today?
Well, just please, when you see a friend or a family member that served, even though you might see them every day, just tell them that when they put the uniform on for this country, whether they went to war or not, meaning that they were not called upon to go to war, they were willing to go, that they're very special. And I intend to anyone that I see that I know that served in the military, I'm going to say thank you.
Hey, you know something I got to tell you? I forgot to mention this earlier in the show. I mentioned that I was over at the Greenville Hilton Friday night. You know, Coach Logan got inducted into the Hall of Fame.
Oh, yeah, right.
We were all going back over to the Hilton to share a glass of wine and enjoy that, celebrate a little bit. And so the Marine Corps ball is going on. They had taken over the Hilton. The Marines were all over the Hilton, and, of course, they were over at the Greenville Convention Center. You know who I run into in the lobby of the Greenville Hilton on Friday night?
I have no idea.
Lee Ermey.
You're kidding me.
The great actor Lee Ermey, who plays the gunny sergeant in Full Metal Jacket, wasn't
right,
it?
Right, that's right, yep.
Full Metal Jacket, but he also played that great character in Saving, what was it, Saving, shoot.
You got me going.
The Neil Diamond movie, what was that, Mike? Remember that, where he played the gay high school football coach?
I didn't see that one, Henry.
Oh, he's hilarious in that. If you can imagine Lee Ermey playing a gay football coach, he does.
Well, he was a character. He has been trying to help us rename the Department of Navy and Marine Corps for years. So
did you not know he was going to be in Greenville?
Did not.
You know how I recognized him? His eyebrows. I noticed, I went, look at those eyebrows. I went, oh, my God, that's Lee Ermey, the actor.
Well,
and so he was here speaking to the Marines on Friday night at the Marine Corps ball.
Well, I tell you, they couldn't get a more dynamic speaker, and he'll tell you the way it is. He's kind of like Jesse Helms. He'll shoot straight with you.
Well, I stopped him, and I went over to him, and I said, Mr. Ermey, I'm Henry Hinton. I've interviewed you on my radio show before because I'm a friend of Congressman Walter Jones. And he said, you know, I love Congressman Jones. Tell Walter I said hello.
Well, Henry, I appreciate that. The feeling is mutual. He is a great, great American.
All right, Congressman. Well, happy Veterans Day to you today.
God bless everyone, and God bless our troops. Bye-bye.
Nice talking to you, sir. Walter Jones, Congressman in the 3rd District here at 848. talk of the town this morning. And speaking of veterans again, don't forget Steve Logan's show tonight. Call in and talk to Coach Logan tonight and wish him well and congratulations after his induction into the ECU Hall of Fame. But don't forget, it's brought to you by Meineke Car Care. And again today, veterans and spouses of veterans, you get a free oil change today at Meineke Car Care. Just go by Meineke, two locations, one on Dickinson Avenue, the other on Fire Tower Road Extension out near Frog Level Road. And they're going to be open all day today, and you get a free oil change from Meineke to thank you for your service to our country in the military. So that's a great thing Meineke's doing today. And then don't forget, they sponsor the Logan Show and call Coach Logan tonight and wish him well and congratulations on the induction to the Hall of Fame. All right, it's 11 minutes in front of 9 o'clock. Talk of the town, Monday morning. Good to have you here. We got sports, a lot of it. Sports over the weekend. Pirates win. Got another home game. Last home game of the season, maybe. Pirates looking good right now to maybe host the Conference USA Championship game. And the Panthers win. A lot of sports coming up. McGee is next. We'll be right back.
Oh, Monday, November the 11th is Veterans Day. And what does it mean to be a veteran? A veteran is someone who knows the hardship of military service, and many will know the agony of war. Mere words on Veterans Day cannot discharge our country's debt to the men and women whose sacrifices paid the price of freedom. For every veteran, Greenville Nissan would like to offer our appreciation by providing an extra $1,000 off any in-stock vehicle. In addition to this great offer, Greenville Nissan has an additional special Veterans Day customer bonus cash of $750 off Sentras. These offers will run from November 8th through November the 11th on 2013 and 2014 Sentras. Come by and see Greenville Nissan this weekend. We would like everyone to join Greenville Nissan and salute our American veterans and the fire they bring to the hearts of patriots everywhere in our great country. See dealer for details.
Trust Atlantic Bank is a proud supporter of the East Carolina Pirates and the Greenville business community. I'm Freeman Paylor, Greenville Market President for Trust Atlantic. We truly believe that working with a community bank with people you know is a different experience. The Trust Atlantic team provides a full array of banking services, including financing for acquisition, expansion, office upgrades, or an operating line of credit. Please call us today at 695-1964 or go to trustatlantic.com for more information. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
Hey folks, this is WTIB Sports Director Trent McGee. Let me tell you where I go to catch the games and get great food at a great price. The Varsity Club. The Varsity Club is located in the old Bowie's location on 5th Street in Uptown Greenville. Can you imagine a nice sports bar with good food? We've got one now. Book your office, Christmas party, or private holiday events at the Varsity Club. Greenville's best place to eat, drink, and watch sports. Open 7 days a week for lunch and dinner. The Varsity Club in Uptown Greenville is a tradition in the making.
Why should you choose Pear Electronics? Well, it's pretty simple. If you're thinking about a new home entertainment system or a whole house audio system, you want the top level of service, right? Well, you can only get that with Jason Pear and the Pear Electronics team. The tradition of excellent service began when Jason's grandfather started Pear Electronics way back in 1969. Technology and electronics have certainly changed a lot since then, but what hasn't changed? The fact that Pear Electronics is the tops in the area in customer service. Jason's team can design your new system with the top home systems like 4K LED and projector technology by Samsung, Sony, and Runco, offering four times the resolution of high definition. Or Control 4 and Crestron, which can control everything from your iPad and smartphone, including turning on your security lights and HVAC. And Pear Electronics will service any system, even if they didn't install it. Call Jason Pear at 439-5295 or visit PearElectronics.com.
One of the most difficult tasks for an individual or family is setting and sticking to a planned budget. Hi, I'm Tommy Pay with the Journeys Group. As a certified financial planner, I'll assist you and your family to create a plan with the greatest probability to help you achieve your financial goals. Together, we'll compile a sensible, intelligent, proactive plan that financially secures your future, and I'll even referee the arguments that you're inevitably going to have. Give me a call, Tommy Pate, at 746-6785 to start your financial planning and your budgeting today.
Are you or someone you know taking cholesterol-lowering medication? Hello, I'm Jeff Boldenhouse, Vice President of HealthWise Pharmacy. These drugs can cause harmful side effects such as muscle and joint pain, memory loss, and confusion. At HealthWise Pharmacy, we carry Statenzyme, a natural product that will reduce or eliminate these painful side effects within 2 to 4 weeks, guaranteed. Try it in combination with your cholesterol-lowering medication for 30 days, and the only side effect is feeling better. Stop by and see us on Memorial Drive in Greenville or call us at 752-0338 and begin living life better.
Talk of the Town, Monday, November the 11th. Happy Veterans Day, everybody. It is Talk of the Town on 103.7 WTIB and Cable 7. And now it is time for sports. And Trent McGee, McGee on Sports. What you got there, big boy?
And what about those Carolina Panthers? They have now won 5 straight games. They knocked off the 49ers on Sunday, 10-9. Drayton Florence intercepted a pass by Colin Kaepernick in the final minute to seal that win. And Panthers kicker Graham Gano kicked a 53-yard field goal with 10:05 remaining that held up as the go-ahead score for Carolina. Just one of teams to have won their last 5 games, but a tough one coming up on next Monday night as the Cats host the New England Patriots, who were 7-2. They had a bye week this past weekend. Elsewhere around the league, Eagles beat the Aaron Rodgers-less Packers 27-13. Lions held off the Bears 21-19. Rams dismantled the Colts 38-8. Seahawks best the Falcons 33-10. And the Jaguars got their first win of the season, beating the Titans 29-27 tonight. The 4-4 Dolphins at the 0-8 Bucks. Bria Tri scored 21 points to help lift East Carolina's women's team over George Mason Sunday night inside Minji's Coliseum, 75-66 for the Pirates, who moved to 2-0 on the season. The men return to action tomorrow night, hosting UNC Greensboro. And Tim Tebow has hired prominent broadcast agent Nick Kahn of CAA, which is, I believe, his creative artist agency, to join his football agent Jimmy Sexton, and representing him as the former NFL quarterback could be moving toward or attempt to move toward calling college football games. He could be getting now past his NFL career, which I think is no more.
I was going to say he'd have to do college games. I don't think he'd have much credibility as an NFL analyst.
Yeah, that's where that's where he's going.
Yeah, so that'll be interesting to watch. And again, congratulations to the Carolina Panthers on a great victory yesterday. That may be their best win of the year, that win over at San Francisco. That was awesome.
Yeah, and you can listen to the Ron Rivera show after the Steve Logan show tonight, right here.
Steve Logan show tonight from 6 to 8. And then, of course, the Ron Rivera show, the Panthers quarterback, the Panthers coach will be on from 8 to 9 tonight. And don't forget, Meineke Car Care brings us the Steve Logan show. Call in and talk to Coach tonight. And don't forget, if you're a veteran today, you can get a free oil change at Meineke and veteran spouses as well. Just come by the locations on Fire Tower Road or on Dickinson Avenue Extension out near Frog Level Road. And I do not have Suddenlink on my log today, Michael, so stop screaming at me about that. So I think we're done. Is that it? And East Carolina basketball tomorrow night. That's a home game, huh?
UNCG. Yep.
UNCG tomorrow night, 7 o'clock in Minji's Coliseum. So. All right, we are done. Thank you to everyone. Michael did a great job this morning. He was single-handed in there. He's single-minded and single-handed. He was able to do it all by himself today. Thank you, Michael. Great job. And McGee, thank you.
Mm-hmm.
Thanks to Carly Swain. Everybody, have a great Monday. Happy Veterans Day. See you tomorrow.
When you're considering buying your first home, at Wells Fargo, we're with you. A Wells Fargo Priority Buyer Pre-Approval lets real estate agents and sellers know you're a serious buyer because you're credit approved. That way, you'll be ready to go out and make an offer with confidence. Wells Fargo. Together, we'll go far. Wells Fargo Home Mortgage is a division of Wells Fargo Bank, N.A., Equal Housing Lender.
This is Jonathan Casnove, Branch Manager at Wells Fargo Home Mortgage. Please call 252-353-4500. Speak to a qualified home mortgage consultant today.
With the new season, we continue to hear positive economic news, and Springshire wants to share good news with you too. Greenville's newest retirement community, Springshire, continues to grow and develop, starting the hearts and minds of a few visionaries a few years ago into what is becoming a development reality on beautiful property located on Highway 43 West next to Ironwood Country Club. While economic headwinds have certainly taken their toll on many projects, Springshire is emerging from these challenges strategically positioned to take advantage advantage of today's positive indicators. If you're already on the SpringShire list, you know you've made a great decision and a positive investment in your retirement future. If not, you should call Marketing Director Ron Carnigan for an update on all the positive things happening at SpringShire. If you haven't planned for your long-term retirement, why not? You should learn about the active living spirit of SpringShire. Don't be one of those who said, "I wish I would have." Be among those who continue to say, "I'm so glad I did." Call Ron Carnigan at 800-884-2203 or visit springshire.org.
This is Becky Taylor with Sylvan. School is in, and the most important way to ensure your child will have a great year is to start him or her off right. That's where Sylvan comes in. Giving your child the support right from the start is the best way to have no surprises when report cards arrive. Think about how your child compares academically with other students in the same grade. Do you know where your child stands? Just like you, we want your child to have the confidence and skills to achieve. There's no need to feel frustrated and overwhelmed. School is and should be a wonderful experience for students. That's where Sylvan comes in. Sylvan will develop a personal program specifically for your child to focus on reading, math, study skills, college prep, SAT, ACT, as well as homework support in any academic area. Build that confidence and independence needed to be successful at school and in life. Investing in your child's education early will help you avoid problems later on. Let Sylvan help. Stop by one of our convenient locations in Greenville, Wilson, Rocky Mount, Goldsboro, New Bern, Jacksonville, or Moorhead City, or call us at 1-800-EDUCATE.
Nationwide Insurance is bringing the official show car of the NASCAR Nationwide Series to your neighborhood for a show car pit stop. Don't miss your chance to check out this authentic, fully functional 700-horsepower racing machine up close and personal.
So join the David Walker Nationwide Agency as we celebrate 25 years in business at our new office on the corner of Evans and Fire Tower this Friday, November the 15th. 752-8821.
Nationwide is on your side. 103.7 WTIB, Williamson, Greenville, Rocky Mount.
Now we can go right on to talking about 2016.
The Glenn Beck program is next.
Here's the latest from ABC News.